Chapter 1. How can a book help you to quit? If you've read other books that purport to help you to quit, you'll already believe that they can't. Perhaps you're expecting me to tell you how stupid you are for being a smoker and what a weak-willed, spineless jellyfish you are because so far you've failed to quit. If so, I assure you, you couldn't be more wrong. I've no doubt that you'll be expecting me to shock you with horror stories about the terrible damage you're doing to your lungs, of the thousands of pounds that will literally go up in smoke, and the lifetime of lethargy, wheezing, coughing, slavery, filth, and self-disgust. Again, I must disappoint you. So am I going to appeal to you to think how worried your family and friends are because you smoke, and ask you to use a little willpower and discipline? After all, millions of adult smokers have successfully quit in recent years, so why can't you? No, that isn't my technique either. If you've read other books on quitting smoking, you'll no doubt be expecting to absorb pages and pages of charts and statistics, informing you of such things as how many years you will lose from your life if you smoke X number of cigarettes per day. You'll be pleased to learn that there are no charts in this book. So what else is there to know? And why do I waste your time and mine by telling you what you might or might not be expecting me to say? Why don't I just come right out and tell you just how Easy Way works? Because we're in a chicken and egg situation. When I first discovered the magic button that released me immediately and permanently from the nicotine trap, I believed that I could cure any smoker within 5 minutes. I knew that it was possible to help all smokers to find it easy to quit. What I didn't realise was how difficult it is to convince some smokers that they too can find it easy to quit. There are two main obstacles. The first is fear. No matter how calm they might appear on the surface, smokers arrive at our clinics in various stages of panic. They have several basic fears. Will I be a failure? And even if I do succeed, will I have to go through an indeterminate period of misery and deprivation? Will I ever enjoy a meal or social occasion again? Will I be able to answer the telephone or cope with stress? Will life ever be quite the same again? Will I ever be completely free? A few hours later, over 80% of them leave already happy non-smokers, immediately able to enjoy social occasions more and better equipped to cope with stress. If Easy Way will work for any smoker, why do some smokers fail? There are several reasons. A major one is fear. As a smoker, you'll certainly suffer from some and probably all of the fears I've just mentioned. It is these fears that make us desperately search for any flimsy excuse to postpone what we think of as the evil day we have to quit smoking, and make us block our minds to the stupidity of being a smoker. Fear impedes good understanding, and this is where the chicken and egg situation arises. If there were a magic button that you could press so that you could wake up tomorrow morning already a happy non-smoker, as if you had never been a smoker, enjoying social occasions more, feeling better equipped to handle stress, never having the slightest temptation to smoke a cigarette, or feeling that there was a void in your life without smoking, and looking at other smokers not with envy but with genuine pity, as you would for someone that was forced to inject heroin into their veins, would you press that button? If you have hesitated to arrive at your answer, the only plausible reason is fear. The belief that the magic button won't work. Easy Way is that magic button. Chapter 2. The Prisoner. Imagine a doctor saying to a prisoner, "It's damp in here, and you're suffering from pneumonia. You are clearly undernourished, and your family is very worried about you. Now why don't you be a sensible fellow and go home?" The doctor giving that advice would not only be regarded as patronising, but incredibly stupid. He is simply telling the prisoner what he already knows. What the prisoner really needs is not someone telling him how stupid he is, but someone who will give him the key to the prison. Smokers are in exactly the same position. You might argue that they are not. The prisoner has no choice, but the smoker has. No one forces him to smoke,